This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. 8 pilgrims to Garimai festival killed in jeep accident in Rautar district, 5 sustained injuries. Cold wind and dense fog cover increases cold in the Madhes region, affecting normal life of the people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urges global unity to end the war in Ukraine. And Lumbini Line secure a 33-run victory over Chitwan Rhinos in the ongoing Nepal Premier League. Now the news in detail. 8 people, including the driver, died in a jeep accident in Rautar district today morning. The Scorpio jeep returning to Siraha district after a pilgrimage to Garimai temple in Bara district lost control and crashed into a tree at Thansar Lamaha section of the East-West Highway in Chandrapur municipality of the district, killing 8 pilgrims and injuring 5. The deceased have been identified as Laruwati Devi Mahara, Urmila Mahara, Ramkumari Mahara, Mahangi Devi Mahara, Phulmati Devi Chamar, Ramkumari Devi Mahara, Sakuntala Devi Mahara, and driver Sri Kumar Yadav of Bantia Toll, Arnama Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3 of Siraha District, according to the District Police Office, Rautahat. 5 people sustained injuries in the accident and are undergoing treatment. International Human Rights Day is being observed today across the world, including Nepal, by organizing various programs. The day is marked in commemoration of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme of the day for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs has informed that the persons and institutions making remarkable contribution to the human rights are awarded on this occasion. The amount for the award comes from the fund established as per the Human Rights Award Fund Operation Regulation in 2075 Bikram Sammat. However, no one will be awarded this year as the ministry did not find any person or institution meeting the qualification and procedure set in the regulation. Joint Secretary and spokesperson at the ministry, Komal Bahadur Khatri, informed that the ministry had begun a study on the need for increasing the amount of the award. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has underlined the need of healing divisions and building peace. In his message given on the occasion of International Human Rights Day today, he expressed worry over human rights being in crisis. He said tens of millions of people were mired in poverty, hunger, poor health and education system that have not yet fully recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic. According to him, all human rights are indivisible. He said whether economic, social, civic, cultural or political, when one right is undermined, all rights are undermined. The global leader further stressed the collective need to tackle scourges of poverty and hunger, ensure healthcare and education for all. Other issues the Secretary General emphasized in his message are justice and equality for women, girls and minorities, protection of democracy, press freedom and workers' rights, promotion of right to a safe, clean and healthy and sustainable environment, and defense of human rights defenders. The message is shared on the UN web portal. The CPN-UML Secretariat meeting has been called for this afternoon. According to Rajendra Gautam, who heads the UML Publicity Department, the meeting will take place at 4 p.m. today at the party's central office in Chasal, Lalitpur. The meeting will include discussions on various key issues, including an update on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's visit to China, a review of the recent by-elections and deliberations on both internal party matters and current political developments. The standing committee meeting of the party has been called for tomorrow and Thursday. Cold wind coupled with dense fog cover has increased cold in the Madhes region. The continuous drop in mercury since last week has affected the normal life of the people in the region. The farmers are not able to work in the fields due to the cold condition. The farmers are worried that they will not be able to complete the farming works like preparing the fields, harvesting sugarcane and others in time as they are not being able to work due to the biting cold. The fog used to occur normally from the third week of December, but it has started occurring from around the beginning of December for some years now. Farmers have also not been able to take their cattle out for grazing due to the intense cold. Children, elderly people, pregnant women and new mothers have been affected the most by the cold weather. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged global unity to end the war in Ukraine. After meeting U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, Ukrainian President Zelensky praised President-elect Trump's recent call for an immediate ceasefire and negotiations to end the Russia-Ukraine war. According to the BBC, President Zelensky described the talks with the two leaders as very productive and thanked Trump for his strong resolve to end the conflict. Furthermore, Ukrainian President Zelensky emphasized the need for unity among America, Europe and the world to end the war and achieve peace in a post on the social media site X. Israeli warplanes have carried out dozens of airstrikes across Syria, including in the capital Damascus. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported over 100 strikes on military targets. The BBC reports that among the sites hit was a research centre suspected of links to chemical weapons production. Israel stated that strikes are aimed at preventing weapons from reaching extremists, especially following the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's long-time regime in Syria. The attacks come as the UN's chemical weapons watchdog, the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, urged Syria to secure suspected chemical weapons stockpiles. Under international law, the use of chemical weapons is banned as they cause indiscriminate harm regardless of the military target. Now sports cricket. Lumbini Lions secured a 33-run victory over Chitwan Rhinos in the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL franchise-based cricket tournament. Chitwan Rhinos won the toss and opted to field first. Lumbini Lions capitalised on their batting opportunities, setting a challenging total of 167 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allocated 20 overs. In response, the Rhinos struggled against Lumbini's disciplined bowling attack, managing only 134 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in their allocated overs, falling short of the 168-run target. This is the first win for the Lumbini Lions in the tournament. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Eight pilgrims to Garimai festival killed in jeep accident in Rautarhat district, 5 sustained injuries. Cold wind and dense fog cover increase cold in the Madhes region, affecting normal life of the people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urges global unity to end the war in Ukraine. And Lumbini Lions secure a 33-run victory over Chitwan Rhinos in the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.